At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
My gosh, I gotta stop interrupting Ari. I had like music going and everything.
Ari's the best, man. All right, 30 more minutes and we're like in for the on the Chad Hartman show. A real quick text line. I asked about the car running, whatever, dog in it from the 612. Henry, I do that all the time for my dog. My truck has the ability to lock the doors and remain running with the AC on and the alarm. Awesome.
Yeah, Teslas are built with that mode in their car where you can have it operational too and have the dog and AC and all that stuff.
So. Gotcha.
Yep.
Hey, there's something that I hope that nobody out there that's listening is, but I'm sure they're probably a few people out there listening that are absolutely this guy. You don't want to be ever the obnoxious fan. People, I love sports. I know that many of you love sports. Sports brings a lot of joy and excitement in my life. But never be the obnoxious fan. And when I say that, I'm not talking about as a media member. Because there are some times when I go and I'm not there as a media member. I'm there as just a straight up fan. Never be the obnoxious fan. And the reason why I say that is because there's a gentleman that is an Arizona Diamondbacks fan. He's known as the home run thief. His name is David McCaskill. He's 55 years old. He has been banned by the team for the rest of the season. And what was interesting was that I was watching earlier this week, late night, after the Twins game. I was surfing around to watch and see if I could find some other baseball to watch after the Twins, after I got done doing Final Pitch. And Arizona was facing the San Francisco Giants this past week. And in a play that occurred, this gentleman, Mr. McCaskill, he puts his glove out there like it's a ball is hit to the warning track. The player jumps up, and he basically robs. He doesn't really give the player the opportunity to make the catch. Okay?
Yeah.
So I looked at that. They dealt with it, and this was Monday night. Top of the eighth. The ball's hit. It got closer to the wall. McCaskill made the catch. It looked like the center fielder, who was a few feet away, he looked up and he had some words for McCaskill. That home run, which would have tied the game at 3-3, was overturned and it was ruled a double. So, I saw that. And I was like, it's interesting. Well, this gentleman, that wasn't his first time. It wasn't his first rodeo. He's done it like three times already.
Why? Why? Why are you being the obnoxious fan? I don't like it, specifically in baseball, when you have people that feel the urge and the need to have to get involved in the play. It's one thing to be sitting a few rows in center field and there is an obvious ball coming your way. It is never okay for you to lean over the railing or to even, if you see that the player has a play on it, you have to allow them to make the play. Mm-hmm. You are not a player. You are just a fan. It's unacceptable. I actually think that the punishment isn't severe enough.
Yeah,
I think that he should be done for next year, too. And I say that because I know some of you will be like, hold on. He should be done this year and next? Yes, because it isn't his first time. What do you guys think? 651-461-9226. It's embarrassing. It should not be happening for people to feel as though they have the right to get in on the action. It's not. Let the players play. When you impede what they have the ability to do on the field, it's not fun. It's not fun to watch. And every stadium is different because there's some stadiums where, based on where you're sitting, you can't even get involved in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so like at Target Field, because of the betting there and stuff like that, whatever, you can't, you know, in left field make a play.
Yeah.
That gets in the way of the actual outfielder, from what I've seen. What do you think? Do you think that the half a season is good enough?
Because
we're even past the halfway point already.
Yeah, I know. And that's kind of when I saw this the other day, I thought this was kind of alarming that it was just the season and that he can just walk right back in and they'll, I guess from what I read, the article I read, they're going to, you know, keep an eye on it supposedly and going forward. But I don't know how much legitimacy I give that because every time I watch this stinking home run ball get caught by this guy in the clips that I was watching, it's just like, you'd think you'd start to notice this right away. And, you know, you have the Steve Bartman issue, which I think has set a really bad trend, a really bad, you know, pace for some of these fans that just get involved with this. And it's really been that just don't interfere with the play. Let the players do what they need to do because you didn't see one instance in those three plays, those three home runs, where the player didn't react to it happening. So it's not like, oh, Matt, it wasn't a playable ball. No, it was, especially the second and third one, where it was just like, what are we doing here?
According to McCaskill, who confirmed to The Athletic that center fielder Alex Thomas did say something to him, I guess Alex Thomas immediately looked into the crowd. McCaskill said Thomas recognized him from his time at the park and called him by name, said, quote, Dave, why do you keep doing this? Thomas said, according to McCaskill. So this is legitimately, this guy is most likely a season ticket holder. The outfielders know who he is. If they say that to you, they're letting you know what you're doing is unacceptable, man.
Yes.
You're harming, like, my ability to perform my job, and this is not fun for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I it's unacceptable. We should not, as fans, be getting in the way of what professional athletes do. It's not okay.
No.
It's not cool. Have you ever sat courtside at a basketball game?
No, but I've sat in the first row back in the dome when, you know, you're feet away from Torrey Hunter.
Mm.
And that's, those fences weren't tall. Like you can probably hop up on there pretty easily. I mean, we saw Torrey do it all the time, but yeah, it's never been a courtside thing. And I've never sat courtside, and I'm sure it's a completely different environment.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. We are just 15 minutes away from Twins pregame. Let's talk a little Twins baseball coming up next here on the Chad Hart.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, we are less than 15 minutes away from Twins pregame. Actually, just what, another 10 minutes away from Twins pregame on this 4th of July. And I really do hope that the Twins can turn it around. I do believe, and I'm not, this is not me trying to be a homer. I believe that this team is better than what they've showed. And I really hope that they can step up and play better baseball. Because it's summertime. And summertime is always more fun when your baseball team is good. The atmosphere at Target Field always more fun when the Twins are good. Everybody wants to be a part of meaningful baseball viewing in August and September. And I believe this team can get back to that. I really do. They've got some talent. Now, look, it's not a secret. Pitching-wise, we got some injuries. But here lately, the pitching part of it in the last four games hasn't been the issue. The issue has been a lack of scoring runs. I know that Skubal and Cabrera shut them out back-to-back games on Sunday and Tuesday. But even when they won 2-1 on Wednesday, and Simeon Woods Richardson was outstanding, and the bullpen was just as good, and then yesterday Perez held them to one run, we got to put more runs on the board. Royce Lewis, show us something, man. And I get it. You're just getting back from off being on the injured list, but show us something. Buxton's carried this team offensively, done all that he can do. He's got to get some help. Has to. Byron Buxton needs some help. Carlos Correa, getting paid big money. Let's do it, man. Let's step it up. I know that Matt Wallner's, he's been injured. We need him to step up too. But that's the thing, Josh, is that we have the ability to get back into this thing. Now, I'm not saying for the division, because I think the Detroit, they've shown that they're the best team.
Yeah.
Like, they're running away with this thing right now.
Easily.
But do I believe that the Minnesota Twins can be a wild card team? Absolutely.
Yeah. I think we have too much talent top to bottom in this lineup to not be in the picture when it's all said and done. We've had the phase of it's the pitching. We've had the phase of now it's the hitting. We've kind of gone back and forth. Right now it's the hitting. And for the better part of that whole roller coaster, it's been the hitting. There's been so much underperformance outside of Byron Buxton for this team that it's just, okay, you have a couple, like you said, here and there with Matt Wallner. Love Matt. Great hitter. When he's on, he's on. But overall, this lineup needs to excel because it's way too good to be playing the way they have
Let been. Me ask you this. In your opinion, who's been the second best everyday position player?
I think I mentioned his name off the air, Willie Castro. I mean, he's probably right up there with Byron as far as the guy that's kind of been sneaky good this stretch, especially through the middle part of the season.
I did. All right, so I'm not anti Willie Castro.
Okay.
But in my opinion, the second best everyday position player for the Twins, without question in my mind, is Trevor Larnach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. That's Trevor's another one of those guys where
he continues to improve and get better every year.
When he's seeing the ball, he can make an impact in the game. And that's kind of, I put him and Walner kind of in the same basket when it comes to their hitting style. Like, not a lot on the ground. They know how to, they have the power. I wish I could see more from my guy Ryan Jeffers, because he's
struggling a little bit.
He's been streaky.
Right now.
Yeah, he's been streaky. But overall, that guys like Jeffers need to kind of be better.
Well,
the pitching is showing an upside, though.
Christian Vasquez has been wasting money.
Oh, my gosh.
He's not been good as a Twin.
He's had a glimmer of hope in spots, but when it's all said and done, it's just like, man, not the catcher we hoped for.
Yeah, I just don't get it, man. So we'll see how things kind of shake out. Hopefully. And look, I mentioned this earlier in the week. I want to see if they can get on a little bit of a roll here.
Yeah.
That's the reason why the Miami series, I was hoping that they would win that series, because Tampa's tough, Chicago's tough, yes. Pittsburgh is actually playing better. But you want to play well going into the break, because immediately coming out of the break, you know what you face? Colorado.
Yeah.
And they're not good.
Yeah.
And you want to be able to kind of continue that momentum out of the break into hopefully a really good series against Colorado.
Needs to be a good cleansing process for the Twins over the break, because you don't have anybody. I think Byron, am I correct? Byron's the only one that's really in the mix for the All-Star festivities?
I would hope that Joe Ryan's in the mix.
Okay, Joe Ryan, got it.
I would hope.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been
excellent. Joe Ryan's been good.
Bailey Ober, unfortunately, we've learned yesterday why, but he has not been as advertised this year for as far as pitching. But Yeah, Bailey Ober and Joe Ryan for pitching.
To me, they're the only people you could even think of getting to the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Those are the only two. And you know you're going to get somebody. Mm-hmm. Byron's the obvious. He's from Georgia. He'll head back home, be a part of it. I'd like to see Joe Ryan get there. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
You always have these reserves kind of fall through the cracks, though, too. So you never know. Joe Ryan might find his way into the mix. But I feel like every year during this time of the All-Star game, we get the one or two players that, you know, due to illness or maybe just due to being a scratch, don't want to participate. So, and for the Twins, maybe you want to preserve some of the players all the players you can for the second half of the season, because you're going to need it.
All right, so you're going to be busy the rest of the day, because you still got
some
target. Work.
Yep.
You got some work that you're going to do
right back here tomorrow morning.
What anything? So what's the dinner going to be like? Is the wife cooking? Is somebody going to be fixing you a plate? Like, how does the rest of the fourth kind of play out for you?
We got some brats yesterday. We're going to do a little Americana in our dinner. Some brats, maybe some potato salad and beans. Go cliche old school 4th of July. I don't know what your preferred sides are when it comes to an outdoor summer, even a 4th of July barbecue.
But I like baked beans.
Okay.
I could definitely do some baked beans. Mm-hmm.
Are you a potato salad guy? I mean, I know we talked about this earlier.
I like
salad,
potato salad, but it's got to be specific. like certain people got to do. I can't do the store bought where it's too.
Okay.
That's fair. Mac and cheese.
Mm. Oh yeah.
I just need to find a grill master. Like, I'm not cooking this weekend. I gotta text my cousin. My aunt actually texted me an hour ago and said that they're doing up some food or whatever.
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, hey, I might come by and grab a plate for me and my cousin I mentioned that's in town from Atlanta. But, I'm going to find a plate somewhere.
Yeah.
Hopefully you will find a plate too.
I'll try and pick my spots through my busy work schedule this week. I'm here for the next 9 days, so.
I'm going to walk into Target and you're going to be like eating stuff off the shelves. I'm be like, Josh, what are you doing?
Deli scraps are the best scraps.
You're going to get fired, bro.
I don't want Listeria or anything, but.
Target open until 10 tonight. I had
yes,
no
sir.
Idea.
Yeah, that's you'd be surprised. They don't close for much. Easter, Christmas, they're not open those days, but they're open today.
Well, let me say this to the listening audience. I hope that everybody has an awesome and safe weekend. And I know that there will be a lot of different festivities. I hate to say this, and I'm not forecasting or foreshadowing anything negative happening. Knock on wood. But please be vigilant and aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Because we do live in a time and in an age where there are people out there that have an axe to grind. They want to do terrible things, and those people are among us, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. And when you're in crowds, and look, people want to go see fireworks. People want to go down by the river. People want to go wherever they want to. Just be cognizant. If you see something and something looks out of sorts, then say something. Or be aware of it and let somebody know. Because I want us all to feel safe. I always want every person to feel protected. And if you see something and it doesn't feel right or it doesn't look right, then you need to step up and say something. If it means you see a bag somewhere and the bag is just totally out of place and you're like, I'm not sure about that, then you got to step up. But everybody, I hope you have an awesome 4th. Twins baseball is next. Chris Paddock on the mound. We face the Tampa Rays. I will talk to you guys on Monday, regular time, 6 p.m., another Lake Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.